EK and Paddock Insider here on Championship Saturday. A little preview of what we have today, pre-finals and, of course, the finals this afternoon. Standing here with Alan Rudolph. A stark contrast, Alan, to last year's event in Portugal. You know, you went there, were quick, but had a couple issues. No issues here this weekend. You're obviously learning from what happened last year, going back to what you, your own personal knowledge as an instructor yourself. Everything's going in the right direction. Qualified on the pole, three heat race wins. Give me a feel of your feeling right now heading into today.
Honestly, I don't know if I've ever been so nervous and confident at the same time. It's tough, man. It's like, I mean, first is where you want to be. You want to be in the front row and try to stay out of the shit and get a good run at the start when they drop a green flag and go and stay away from all the stuff and hopefully pull out to a little bit of a lead like I've been able to do in the heat races. But, man, it's also nerve-wracking too. You know, it's with every race so far that I've won in the heat races and stuff, it just keeps getting more and more intense for me. You know, it's like I want to obviously keep the roll going, but it's tough, you know.
You know, an interesting thing about this event, it's such a long event. It's not like you're coming in, you're thrashing, you're getting it done, you're leaving. It's a progression from, you know, from the time you get your go-kart on Monday all the way to here till Saturday. You know, you're working on the go-kart, you're trying to learn it, you're figuring out the window of tuning. It's just it's a long, focused weekend, a week of racing.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a whole week. I mean, we've got our go-karts on Monday. We've been on track since Tuesday. Not a lot of track time, really. I mean, you only get, we've got five practice sessions, which normally, hell, we get five in a day, right? And but it's just been dragging out, which is making this even worse for me, you know, the anticipation of getting to today's final.
You've been around this and you've done it many times. You'll be able to stay focused. Is there a strategy right now, starting on pole position, obviously, a lot easier than the guys further back in the pack? It's really just holding on to that front spot, at least somewhere in the top two, right?
Yeah, correct. In the pre-final, it's all about staying up front. I mean, I'd love to win the thing, obviously, again, you know, but I got to stay close to the front. That's all that really matters at this point. So hopefully get through turn one cleanly and then have a good race after that.
Any issues at all yesterday with the chassis? Are you making any adjustments still, or are you pretty much right in the window you want to be in?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I've had a good car all week, but the Praga guys have been really helpful. Almost after every session, I go over and chat with them. And I know they're helping everyone too. But, you know, they said just because you're fast right now, doesn't mean you shouldn't keep continuing to try different things, and now is the time to try stuff. You know, if I make an adjustment now and it's not that great, I'm still fast enough to be up front. So play with it now. So hopefully by the time I get done with the pre-final, I know exactly the way we want to go for the final.
Hey, good luck today.
Thanks, Rob.
There is, folks, Alan Rudolph, perfect thus far on the pole position in qualifying, three heat race victories. He will start the pre-final on the inside of row number one.